Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
We cover the latest news all day, every weekday. So if you're looking for the freshest headlines, check out our most recent show.
But we also feature longer, in-depth conversations on the latest trends and need-to-know topics. Here's one of them right now. Enjoy. Anyone with an office job knows how grueling the 9-to-5 can be. You know, you're expected to be constantly chugging away at your computer for 8 to 10 hours a day or more, 5 days a week. But how many of those hours are you actually productive? Ed Zitron writes about tech and business for Insider, and he says the reality is people just can't be productive for so many hours a day, and managers need to overhaul their entire way of thinking about productivity if they want happier and, yes, more productive workers. So, Ed, what do you mean we can work less and be more productive?
So, the reality is we're already working less. Most people cannot work for 8 hours a day. It's actually neurologically kind of hard to do with a knowledge worker job. And there are actually diminishing returns past the 40-hour work week in general. But really, the core of it is there are a lot of business owners, a lot of executives, vice presidents, whomever, management sect, who truly believe that 8 hours is what the value is, not the actual output. And it's despicable.
You cite research that says the maximum amount of hours we can actually concentrate is around 5 hours.
Well, there's that research and other research that actually says even less, we're actually productive for about 3 hours a day. But what that really means is if you are staring at a computer for 8 hours, it's borderline impossible to actually keep fully engaged that time. It is mentally stressful. And so 5 hours of actual work does make sense because people do procrastinate work. But the reality is if you sit there and force workers to just stare at the computer for 8 hours a day and their work is the same as 5 hours, you're an idiot if you're trying to recoup those 3 hours, because happy workers work well. They work harder, they're more efficient, and also they're less likely to quit.
There's a whole like TikTok genre dedicated to making fun of office work by office workers. But one of the things that they make fun of is work about work, and you actually write about that. What is work about work?
It is busy work. It is, oh, agendas. It's, oh, document filing. It's a pestilence in my industry in particular. People love making documents to show the work they might do based on another document for a document. This stuff kills people. It ruins your life. It slows you down, and it gets in the way of actually contributing in any meaningful way.
So you write that the pandemic exposed, you know, the charade of employers urging people to work longer rather than smarter. How so?
So in an office, you would have middle managers. Middle management needs to go almost entirely. Middle managers were basically hall monitors. There was a big performance in the office for a lot of people, for managers, for workers. And there were a lot of people who were very good at looking busy. They'd be like on the phone, they'd look, they're typing really loudly. They'd always be at the office late. You leave at 5:30 p.m., which is the end of the day, they would scowl at you. They'd say, oh, must be having an easy day. Removing the office meant that these people had no way to really prove that they were working extra hours, which was stupid anyway. So if someone is worried they can't see what their workers are doing, they just don't understand what their workers are doing. They just, I can see them and thus I know they're doing something. That's a completely insane way of looking at stuff. It's just a completely bonkers idea. It suggests that one's presence is entirely indicative of one's efficacy, which is just wrong on almost every level that it can be.
Speaking of that, so you run your own company, as you said. How do you practice what you preach? Do you practice what you preach?
Yes. So we've been remote since I founded the company in 2012. I am confident there have been work weeks where guys work maybe 2 or 3 hours a day, don't really care. Clients are happy, I'm happy, everyone's happy, everyone gets paid the same as they would if they worked 8 hours. Practicing what I preach is mostly down to not really caring about out. As long as I get responses, and if someone's out, if someone's like, I am sick, cool, okay, I know now. I don't have to worry about that. But for the most part, it comes down to, are your goals here? Are the things that we are doing being done? Are the clients getting coverage? And they are. Are the op-eds being written? They are. Are the things being edited? Are the press releases going up? That's all that really matters. And my guys are predominantly on the East Coast. And I know I don't know when they wake up, and I don't really care. I just don't care. I never have. The work is done. Why would I be mad? They're happy, I think. They seem pretty happy.
Ed, thanks so much for chatting with us on The Refresh.
Thanks for having me.
Ed Zitron is the CEO of Easy PR and author of the newsletter Where's Your Ed At? Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by Webex by Cisco, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.